You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Screener Squad, to yet another episode involving the three of us, actually. We've done this a handful of times, but if you're wondering what we're talking about today, we are talking about Red Joanne, a Trevor Noon movie that is starring, for the most part, Judy Dench. Basically, the premise of this is this woman who's responsible for giving the Russians a bunch of information about the atomic bomb from the 40s all the way up to the 60s. And who are you hearing today? It is me, Alan. You probably heard me a couple times on the Gotham podcast and a bunch of other screeners, but I'm not alone. So, Lara, I'll let you introduce yourself first.
Hi, this is Lara.
Alrighty then. And Bradley, you are next.
Yes, hello, Bradley Martin here. And I say we quit stalling and get to the review.
I actively went out of my way to be the flow master just so he would not make a pun. I failed you all and I am sorry.
Foiled.
But yeah, so yeah, this is just Judy Dench, and the movie starts off with her basically getting in trouble for giving away state secrets, so it starts off basically kind of with a bang, and then just kind of it proceeds to go back and forth between what I presume is between the early 40s and the late 50s, of just her working alongside a bunch of scientists creating a nuclear bomb for Britain and the Allies during World War II, and it just kind of goes back and forth, so I'll just throw it to whoever wants to go first of what your first thoughts were.
Well, I'm happy to jump in here. I am a huge fan of Judy Dench. I will go out of my way to watch any movie she's in, and that actually all started with Philomena, so I'm a little late to the party. You said for the most part Judy Dench, but I was upset that she wasn't in the film more and that we didn't stay in the current time to see the anxiety and stress that would come with being investigated by the government about something so freaking serious.
Yeah, I guess it just kind of went back and forth enough, because, like, whenever she is on, she basically kind of steals the show from whatever is going on. But, I did spend more a long time with, I believe her name is Sophie Cookson, basically young Joanne, Joan. I keep calling her Joanne. That's not the right spelling. I apologize. It's Joan, young yeah. Joan. Sorry, that was bugging me throughout the whole movie. But, yeah, it kind of keeps going back and forth, and I don't know if it wants to be either some sort of crime thriller or some sort of historical piece, but it's basically trying to do both. What do you think, Laura?
I enjoyed it, but yeah, Judy Dench is not on screen as much, and I would have liked a little bit more of that timeline, because yeah, there's a lot happening there, and we get that in bits and pieces, and I think it's an effective storytelling technique, and it works really well for this particular film. But yeah, no, we spend most of our time with young Joan and her story, which I actually was really excited about, and I think they did a great job giving us some suspense granted it is spying in the war, but it's not just a spy thriller. That's not what this is. This is more of a scientist trying to figure her shit out, and it does a good job of not being boring around scientists, because that could be, and you know, she's a good looking young scientist, so I enjoyed this movie actually.
Yeah, it's weird, because like, I, as a scientist, when they're talking about all this stuff, I was like, oh, I've experienced a bit of, like, I guess you always learn about the history of what people were doing during this time, especially how females were treated. And the movie tends to capitalize on, yeah, it's like women were kind of basically treated like secretaries, and every now and then you had some scientists that are like, wait, you're actually super, super smart. I'm going to use you in a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, for the most part, they were invisible, and you just kind of see how easily scientists can be used just for whatever politicians need, which includes both the good and the bad side, which this movie clearly portrays. And that's something I kind of found interesting, because usually when you have these movies of somebody betraying their country, it's always some stupid BS, and it's usually really easily, like, oh man, I met this handsome man, and 5 minutes later I betrayed my country.
Right.
But this is like, no, she goes a long time where she's like, it's not until some bad shit happens that she's like, my country is a bad fucking country. Okay, now I'm going to do it. It's like, they gave a legitimate reason for everything that's going on. But it always did. But one of the biggest problems is there was this disconnect between the acting of young and old Joan, Where, yeah, when you have Judi Dench going, she knows how to fucking steal a scene. But the other one, she felt so reliant on everyone else around her in the scene, she spent half the time just kind of standing and crying. That was mostly what her role was.
Hmm. Well, I thought she was good at the standing and crying, though. I mean...
I thought it worked because she wasn't trying to... The character wasn't... She was reacting... I guess she was doing a lot of reacting, but she was reacting to the situations around her, which is what informed her decisions. But yeah, she was a young girl.
Very young,
trying to be a scientist. And so, I mean, it makes sense for me to actually move forward in a man's world, particularly in this time. I mean, it's hard enough right now. Women are still invisible in a lot of ways, but even now, I mean, way back then, it would have been very difficult, I think, to break that mold.
Well, her compadres and friends seemed very reserved in their commie bastardness. She was just going back and forth, being pulled and pushed. You know, mm-hmm. The anxiety buildup in her was kind of painful to watch at times, which is why I thought she was a very good performer. I mean, in a hurry everywhere. I'm not surprised they thought she was a commie sympathizer because of all the Russian she was doing. And
oh, my God. She does spend a lot of movies. That's why I like they kind of built it up, because you had the people that were basically like sympathizing, and a lot of the reason she didn't want to join right away is because of the amount of propaganda. And it's kind of interesting this movie's coming out now this time of day, because it's no longer that whole Red Scare we're experiencing. Because back
oh my
in,
God, we're fucking living it all over again. Are you kidding me?
Not necessarily.
It's like coming back. Because
again, like, I'm not calling myself out because I don't want the fucking FBI to come over, but I happen to know a bunch of people that are devout communists. It's not the same as it was back in the 50s. People are more accepting of what the values are, because one of the biggest problems in this movie points it out is that Stalin was kind of the biggest problem why there's so much fucking propaganda. It's because Stalin was kind of an asshole before everyone knew how much of an asshole he was. And the movie does do that, because like, there's so many people that they are sympathizing with Russia and say, hey, they're our allies, they're this, they're that. Oh, but they're communists. There's so much of that. It's either red or not. You know, basically another version of black and white. And that's what the character struggles through throughout most of this movie.
Right. So there were nuances, which I appreciated, because, you know, I imagine it wasn't just all red or white. Ha ha ha. But I'm not up to your level of puns there, Bradley.
Well, when, you know, you're forced to make a decision, red or white, in that extreme, it can leave all of us feeling a bit blue.
What?
Yeah, red, white, and blue. It's a flag joke.
Red, white, and blue, baby.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
So back to now. Well, you know, the propaganda war is alive and well. Russia's still, you know, doing its thing. Of course, we are. I mean, I'm in America right now, so we're not living this all over again. But there are. It is interesting to see how history can repeat itself. Cycles of, I don't know, propaganda.
Yeah.
Cycles of bad behavior.
Yeah,
governance.
Misinformation.
Yeah.
Bloodthirsty patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of discussions between actors of like, well, why would you do this? Why would you do that? And it's like, there's so many people that are so devout in their patriotism that they forget. It's like, we're dealing with people here. We're dealing with lives. We're dealing with cities being destroyed. And it's like, it makes so much sense why someone would be like, wait, you have the answers to solve it? Because the size that they pick here, everyone's just kind of living their lives. I mean, again, one of the scientists is like, yo, we just make the technology. What do the politicians do to politicking? There's so much politicking in this movie, because everybody is basically using their side to manipulate everyone around them. And you have the scientists that are usually the ones that are being pulled and like turned to whatever side based on whoever the hell has the best words.
Yeah, and I liked how we really did see what was going on through young Jones' point of view. I mean, we weren't really seeing anyone else's point of view, and we were seeing just how she was being manipulated, even though she didn't really realize that.
Well, I enjoyed, too. Yeah, and a lot of films don't get into this, especially the Hollywood blockbuster wouldn't, since no Hollywood blockbuster wants to send the idea that human beings are human beings, like you were saying earlier, Alan. These friends that she had that were very much for the commie cause, she loved them like you would love any friend. and
yeah,
any
brought humanity to that
exactly
conflict.
Yeah, so very deep is what I'll say.
Yeah, because you know, you fall in love with somebody and then they, I mean, what are you gonna do, just suddenly hate them? No, you still love that person for who they are. So yeah, I liked how they worked that in, because that's, I think, really important in understanding this film and the choices Joan made and how people make choices in general. It's sort of the human condition, I think.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I definitely like how the movie definitely goes in there. There's something I was saying earlier where the choice to her switching doesn't happen in like the first 10 minutes. It's something that probably, I want to say, takes a majority of the movie before the twist, mm-hmm. before the churn actually happens. And you're like, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense. I think that I would have preferred, like, I still enjoy the movie. I think I would have preferred if it was, instead of it consistently going back and forth, I would have preferred if it just kind of, like, was in literally two halves where we saw the young part and then we just saw maybe the aftermath. Because the old, again, old Joan doesn't really matter that much to what's actually happening here. It's just, hey, she's being interviewed. That's kind of literally it. Even though Judi Dench gives, like, a fucking great performance, I feel like her parts of the movie aren't as relevant as the young person's are.
They're not. They're basically, they could have just bookended it with, you know, before, after Joan, and then her young Joan story, and then aftermath of, you know what I mean?
Well, I thought they had to add that in just for the, and this is a true story. You all saw it. She got arrested. It's a true story. You know, and I think maybe that's why they had it in there. Just to put a stamp on, and it's happening right now-ish. You know what I
mean? Yeah, no, I mean, I liked the storytelling device. I think it worked pretty well. And it makes me interested in this person. I did a little reading up on her after I watched the movie, and it wasn't quite like the movie had it.
as you do, yeah.
Surprisingly.
Really? There's two stories, not 100% true. Got it.
But I enjoyed, I feel like I want to know a little bit more about her. I think this might paint the character a little better than the actual, I don't know, hard to say. I need to do some more reading. But yeah, there's a lot more information out there to look at.
Definitely. I think we've gone through the movie pretty sufficiently. I think we'll just go if anyone has any final thoughts.
No, you really liked it. I think people should watch it. It's a good movie. That's my final thought.
Bradley?
Yeah, I enjoyed it too. You know, there was some cool espionage from here, you know, now and again. Her sexy friend was always asking her to hide stuff. That was cool. She would slip things into like a baby carriage, or when she was at home, she would like sneak some microfilm into her linen closet. Eh?
Oh, no.
Eh? You know, also, I enjoyed the budding romance, I'll call it, between not just her and Leo, but her and her teacher. Kind of surprised that wasn't a scandal. Was that not as scandalous back then, having the hots for your teacher?
Oh, no. Oh, dude, having a teacher and a secretary, that might as well have been commonplace. Like,
was she the secretary? Was she the teacher, though? I thought she was just getting a job after school.
Well, she was an assistant, so yeah.
Okay. Well, he was an educator, and she was young, so maybe I confused myself.
That's literally par for the course.
And still,
back then, so.
I mean, he was married, and you know, whatever. So yeah. Scandalous.
It seemed a lot less scandalous in the film than it would have been at the time, but I don't know. Maybe I've just seen too much dramas.
Yes.
And she's very pretty. You could tell that he was much more interested in her, not just because of her high marks.
Oh my God! Did you write these down?
So, anyways, my final thoughts. I would give this, I'd say, 7 red scares out of 10 doors kicked in arrests.
Okay, so I guess I'll just finish things off. So, for the most part, it's a very, very slow burn movie. I did enjoy it, but I felt like the last 30 minutes really rewarded you for sticking around with it, because that's when the movie really hightails it. So if you can stick around for the first bit of it, it definitely does pay off. Judi Dench, they needed to do way more with her. I was hoping there'd be a situation where they would interview more, but the movie does what it does. And yeah, it was a generally enjoyable movie, so my rating would be 3 out of 4 unreleased classified documents. So
nice.
Very nice.
Okay then.
All redacted.
All redacted.